The U.S. Senate has postponed a vote on ending the government shutdown to noon Monday. The federal government will now remain closed when the work week begins. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said the immigration program known as DACA, increased defense spending, and disaster relief still need to be addressed. Democratic and Republican senators have so far largely traded blame for the shutdown, which has now entered its third day. The Senate minority leader called Donald Trump a dysfunctional president, blaming him for the situation.
Americans know why the dysfunction is occurring. A dysfunctional president. Hence, we are in a Trump shutdown. And party leaders who won't act without him. It has created the chaos and the gridlock we find ourselves in today. It all really stems from the president, whose inability to clinch a deal has created the Trump shutdown.
Republicans, however, blamed the crisis on Chuck Schumer. GOP lawmakers argued that Democrats were blocking extra Pentagon money by keeping the government closed. McConnell urged Democrats to withdraw their objections to a Republican-proposed spending bill, which would keep the government open until February 8th. Press TV's Washington correspondent Colin Campbell gave us more on the government shutdown.
Republicans say they'll really dig down and try to deal with the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, otherwise known as DACA, which is the sticking point at which Democrats are saying Republicans really need to address this before deportations happen in early March. And of course, those who are unfamiliar with that program, which is also called DACA, is when parents from other countries bring their children here to be raised in the U.S. And of course, they are usually considered American citizens at this point. But because President Trump did away with President Obama's executive action on this, now it leaves those children in limbo as to whether or not they'd be allowed to stay in America or whether they would be deported back to the countries from where their parents are from, even though they have no cultural affinity or cultural bond to that country. And that's really what's at stake here. Of course, the government shutdown could affect hundreds of thousands of government employees. And of course, politicians are very nervous right now, particularly Republicans, as they know the government shutdown will get worse on Monday when federal workers will start to be furloughed because they won't be getting paid.